Auditors are visiting the Islamic College of South Australia today as part of a federal government investigation into schools run by the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils. Six schools nationwide are being audited after concerns were raised about financial management and governance. For parents who've been staging protests outside the South Australian College for weeks, it's welcome news, although it won't fix all the problems at the school. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
Parents have been gathering outside the Islamic College of South Australia with placards in recent weeks. They've been raising concerns about staff being forced out, the school board taking a hardline approach, and possible financial mismanagement. Their concerns are now being heard. Both the state and federal governments are conducting reviews. The South Australian Secretary of the Independent Education Union, Glenn Seidel, says auditors working on behalf of the federal government are visiting the school today.
There have been quite a few allegations raised about financial impropriety with AFIC schools in general and the Islamic College in South Australia in particular. And the allegations are quite serious. And what we need to do is get to the bottom of these allegations to find out whether there has been wrongdoing or not.
Do you think that an audit like this should have been conducted sooner?
Well, the issues have been raised for some time. So it was really only when the parent group started to protest on the footpath that it drew the media attention, which then drew the political attention. So it's been a long time coming.
The Federal Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, announced the audit last week. The review will look at six schools run by the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils across the country. The schools receive tens of millions of dollars in funding from the government. Mr. Seidel says former staff members should be spoken to.
Are the four previous principals that they've had in the last 3 years. Those people know the inner workings of the school, and from my professional discussions with them, they're aware of irregularities, but they're worried about breaching confidentiality terms in their contracts of employment. So if they can be given some sort of immunity or guarantees of not being taken to task for breaching of that, I think we'll be able to accelerate the progress of the report.
Bayan Muhammad's child attends the South Australian College. He's welcomed the audit and says how the school's money is managed is a big concern.
It is all about money controlling. So, yeah, that's a great concern. And it's a beautiful news, actually.
Are you frustrated that it took some time for the audit to get up and going?
Sure. Other parents, they noticed it maybe over 2 years ago. A lot of parents, they have concerns, and they start even taking their kids out. So, yeah, it took a while, but to come late is better than never.
Some students and parents have also raised concerns about the school taking a more hardline approach to religion. Mr. Muhammad says the current teaching of Islam seems to be rather simplistic, and he says that's a worry.
I believe they are very simplistic, which is black and white, and that's very scary because the kind of teachers which are around our kids are not the kind of teachers we want them to be around our kids. With religion, we need our kids to be taught by people we trust, because religion is sensitive. If you put it on the wrong hands, it may lead to dangerous results. That's how I look at it.
The state government is also looking into the college. It says the school has agreed to an independent review of its governance structures and its complaints policy. The department will also be investigating the teaching of curriculum and compliance with all aspects of the state's funding deed with the college. Glenn Seidel says he hopes all the issues can be addressed.
We've had more industrial matters from that one school than the other 200 in South Australia put together. If we can get to the bottom of the proper management of the school and we can put that on the right footing, proper industrial relations just comes with that. So I'm looking at that being a part of the solution.
But he warns the reviews won't be the final solution.
Look, it won't solve any issues, but it will highlight whether or not there has been inappropriate financial activity in the schools. The solving of the problem will be reconstituting AFIC and the local school boards so that the school communities have confidence in their leadership and the public regains confidence in the funding of the non-government schools.
The school and AFIC have repeatedly denied any financial mismanagement. The school also says Islamic teachings are moderate and taught by well-qualified teachers.
Natalie Whiting reporting.